Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, have a listen to this. There you go. Sound of the championship.
Here we go.
Marty Morrissey is here with me. And you are here not to talk solely about sport, although we'll do a bit of that as well. But you're going out and about with the RTE Concert Orchestra.
Yeah, I'm absolutely delighted and honoured because I wasn't expecting it. And you know yourself when you get invited to do something that you weren't expecting, it's an extra treat. So I'm really looking forward to being with the RTE Concert Orchestra. What a privilege to be with them. We're in the National Concert Hall tomorrow night. I've been looking forward for this for a month, but now it is tomorrow night. So there was an adrenaline rush, which is now being replaced by absolute fear because of tomorrow night.
And then
we're in Leisureland in Galway on Friday night.
On Friday, so the two nights back to back. Great. Well, listen, it's a great idea because you don't automatically associate music with sport, but really, I mean, just hearing that tune, it is so evocative, isn't it?
It is. I suppose it is. It's often been described as the sound of the summer. Probably it's the sound of the spring now. It started in 1979, and 20 years ago, it was controversial because it was replaced. And there was petitions going out. I remember Glenn Callan doing in a documentary, former head of sport, saying he got a few, what he thought were more or less death threats because suddenly again music was being replaced. And of course, it's really nothing to do with Ireland. It's to do with James Last. And it's a song called Jagger Latin. My German is not good, Claire.
That's all right.
But it is the Sunday game theme and it kind of starts the GAA championship season and people just love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure the RTE Concert Orchestra will be playing it tomorrow night.
Oh, it'll be lovely to hear it live in that setting as well. Let's move on to this piece of music now. So Match of the Day celebrated 60 years on air. And you know when you listen to that in isolation, it's a twee little piece of music.
It's really an old-fashioned
piece of music.
But it conjures up images, I suppose, as a child. I love Match of the Day. Still do. And once the theme music came on, I remember asking my parents, could I stay up late to watch it? And I mean, it's hard to believe.
Watching Dallas now while you were doing that.
Oh, were you? Pamela, Pam, Bobby, you know what I watch as well, JR. It was fantastic. Hard to believe they started as highlights for Wimbledon, for tennis. And then it was moved over to football on August 22nd.
The tune.
The tune in 1964. It was Liverpool against Arsenal in Anfield. And it has had various computations, Sunday shows, Friday nights, but ultimately it's still the Saturday night. And it's now, as you mentioned, the Guinness Book of Records in 2015, the longest running sports show in the world. And it has no sign of it dying now. But, you know, when I think of for me, Jimmy Hill, do you remember he had
yes.
a bit of a Meg? And then there was Des Lynam, who had a bit of Clare connection by all.
Big Clare connection, people were
from Corryfin. And Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker is presenting Match of the Day since 1999. I find that hard to believe.
It's a long run, isn't it?
It is, because I remember him playing football for England and Spurs. So Match of the Day is
an iconic programme.
It's an iconic programme.
And an iconic piece of music.
And it is a bit twee, but we all love it.
So what happens then in this show? I'm assuming now you know what's going to happen in the show.
Yes, I'm having a meeting after this.
How does it work?
We're not too sure. We've never done this before. The concert orchestra is the core here. They are the stars of it. And I'm just linking every now and then. We're having a bit of fun in between. So we have various guests. Robbie Henshaw, rugby international, is actually playing. He's a wonderful musician. And he's playing with his family on stage. Kevin McMenamin, 8 times All-Ireland medalist with Dublin, is singing with the RTE Concert Orchestra. We have Tara Howley from Kilfenora. We have the Galway Tenors. We have Don Stiff. They're all appearing in Dublin. And in Galway, we have Johnny Glenn, captain of the Galway FAI team, Galway United. We have Joe Connolly, captain of Galway Hurlers. And the Galway Tenors and Tara Howley and Don Stiff. So it's a real conglomeration. And Rob Heffernan, sorry, my friend from Cork. So we have them. We'll have various guests. We'll talk about a bit of sport, a bit of music, and what music means to them.
Sounds
so we'll
like
have a
great
really
night.
Nice. It's a nice cocktail. Mm. So it's a real. It's a concert. with a little bit of a chat show maybe turned in, just a little bit of a twinge when people talk to me.
A good night out.
And we've Bernard Dunne as well.
Great stuff.
So we've a great 2 nights lined
up. Okay, you'll be there for hours.
I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. And can I say, Claire, that if people are in Galway, they can go to musicforgalway.ie or they can ring 091-705-962 or indeed online for Dublin, the concerts. There's a huge interest in it. But if they go online, there's still tickets available, rte.ie/CO.
OK, well, that's great that people can still go along. That's the next 2 nights. Now, let's get back to the music and we'll have a listen to this one, which we all know. Came out of nowhere in 1990 and now it is a steadfast icon.
And again, I suppose like the Sunday Game and Match of the Day, it kind of evokes these memories and pictures and images. And it started with, you know, Jack Charlton saying, you know, we're going to have to put him under pressure. And this song, Put Him Under Pressure, was produced by U2's Larry Mullen with an intro by Moya Brennan. And it just captured the imagination of people
lads,
of Ireland.
The team were in there
The team were in it, and it was ole, ole, ole. It spent 13 weeks at number one in the Irish charts. Yeah. It is part of our DNA at this stage.
Oh, now we hark back for those days so much because we don't have the success that we would like in football. No.
And those of us who were lucky enough to be alive in 90, it is a special time to have been part of it. Just to be a spectator, a supporter, and to be shouting at the TV and looking at all the Paul McGrath, Ronnie Whelan, so many of our heroes, and Paddy Bonner and that great save and that wonderful save against Romania.
Yes.
Ireland holds its breath.
I broke the chair at home, I remember jumping up and down.
Did
watching
you?
That. Yeah.
But I was in the RDS and it was packed. And when Paddy saved it and George Hamilton says, a nation holds its breath.
Do you remember that moment?
I do remember. We did hold our breath. Can we make the quarterfinals? And when Dave O'Leary, who wasn't Jack Charlton's favourite boy in the class, stepped up to the penalty kick and put it past the keeper, the place went mad. Absolutely. It was one of the great moments.
Erupted. Yeah. And there was a lot of fun in it as well, wasn't
great
there?
Great fun. It was like innocent times.
Yeah, we didn't take ourselves as seriously, did we, back then?
And you know something? We weren't as critical of each other. Now, you know, that time we supported each other, put our arms around each other, we sang a song, we danced. Mm-hmm. I know we still do it, but it just seemed to be a more positive air.
Well, the business of sport maybe feels a little more prominent now than it did then. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with you.
In general terms.
Yes, correct. Far more. I suppose we have more knowledge now. But that having been said, the essence is the support of the team.
Yes.
Whether it be the Republic of Ireland or the Irish rugby team or the Dublin footballers or Leash hurlers, whatever it is, they're our team. And it also started in the 90s when jerseys became popular. To wear your county jersey. It gave you a sense of pride and belonging. And I do believe it started with Ireland because, you know, going to Italia 90 and US 94, this was Ireland. Mm-hmm. We were going in and we were facing Italy. And Roy Helton scoring the goal against Peter Shilton in England for England was just remarkable.
Yeah.
This was our little country.
The jersey thing is phenomenal. I noticed even down seeing the pictures, the TV pictures from the ploughing, the amount of teenagers, boys and girls, wearing their local club jersey. It's huge phenomenon, isn't it?
It is huge. It is just
they collect
something
them.
Yeah, they do collect them and they're trendy. And I was down in ploughing on Thursday. This is where probably I lost my voice or I got a bit hoarse. And I met a crowd from Galway. Oh, you're Galway. Oh, no, we're Tipperary. I said, really? But they love the jerseys.
Oh, they're collecting the jerseys.
They're collecting the jerseys.
Yeah. Did you have to sign them, Marty?
A few of them, yeah.
I bet you did.
And the problem with Morrissey is such a bloody long name. I should have had name Byrne. Marty Byrne would have been much better.
All you need are the two initials, MM. Everyone would know who that is. Let's have another piece of music.
We'll be right back.
controversial, this one, because everyone sings it after a win, but it's too slow, I think.
It is too slow, yeah. And actually, more songs have in recent times have replaced it. Mm-hmm. You know, what is it? I forget the name of it. We're having a party. I forget the name. Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yes.
That one has taken on. But We Are the Champions is played nearly always at various events. And it goes back to 1977. It comes from the sixth album of Freddie Mercury and Queen, from the News of the World. And it really, really caught on. It was a slow burner initially. And then it became, in 1994, the official theme song for the world FIFA World Cup. But it had a remarkable record. It was number 2 in the UK, number 4 in the Billboard 100 in the USA, which is very hard for us at this side of the Atlantic to break into, number 3 in Canada and top 10 around the world. So it's a huge success. And obviously, the movie about Queen and Freddie Mercury, I suppose it captured the We Are the Champions again.
Yes.
So I'm pretty sure that We Are the Champions is part of the repertoire of the RT Concert Orchestra tomorrow night.
But you'll find out at the meeting after.
But I'll find out at the meeting afterwards.
I love it, Marty.
Maybe I'm not supposed to be so truthful, but anyway.
Marty Morrissey on the fly. Listen, I want to play people this next one, which is hugely meaningful in sport and beyond. It's long way. It's a long, long way from there to here. Well, listen, that wasn't the one we meant to play. That's one that's hugely important to Marty Morrissey.
It is quite meaningful. It is right. It's a very good call.
Everybody in Clare.
Everybody in Clare will love that, yeah.
That's the Furies rendition of From Clare to Here.
Which I love, actually, to be honest with you.
It's a beautiful song, and that's going to be in the repertoire as well.
With me involved, it has to be.
It has 100%. To be. That's the little bonus that you get now being part of the crew.
It's a long way from Clare to Here. One of my favourites.
Let's take a listen to this next one. Never Walk Alone, of course, part of the night as well over the next two nights, Marty.
Thank you, Claire. Yes, it will be for definite. I mean, You'll Never Walk Alone is one of those emotional songs and tunes. I didn't realise, because to me it associated with Liverpool, sung before every game in Anfield, but it actually started its life in 1945 in Rodgers and Hammerstein Carousel. But it is part of Liverpool, and Jerry and the Pacemakers had a big hit in 1963.
Right.
But it is part, has many, many meanings and many, emotional aspects to it.
People love it across the board. So the National Concert Hall tomorrow night, then on Friday night in Leisureland in Galway. Tickets still available for both. Marty, always great to see you. Let's go to Louise.